SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Magandang umaga, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Ronald.
At Mike, mukha sa ika-apat na araw ng World Cup sa Russia, no? Medyo may kakaibang resulta. Unang pinakamalaking balita, tinalo ng Mexico o inupset ng Mexico ang Alemanya, ang Germany. Bakit nagkaganoon?
Yes, well, that's very true. We saw three very entertaining matches. The pick of the three was the victory over of Mexico over Germany. Mexico played a very attractive game. I think so far from what we can learn from the results is that a lot of the yung mga non-elite teams or less developed teams are just giving the mga elite teams, the top teams, very good opposition. So mukhang the difference between yung mga elite na football playing teams and non-elite is getting narrower and narrow. We saw that with Argentina. We saw that also with France. So and even Spain with against Portugal. And this was just another example. That's not to take away the fact that the Mexicans played very well.
Medyo nasira yung pinagyayabang na depensa ng Germany, no?
Yes, I think so. Medyo the Mexican the match was a tale of two halves. So maganda yung Mexico, they attacked very well and in the first half, very high tempo. In the second half, the Germans came back, but the Mexicans they were very brave. They defended very well in the second half, and they also managed to counterattack against the Germans. So it also proves that that Germany can be beat.
Yeah, okay. At sa Brazil at Switzerland, ito pang isang nakakapagtakang resulta. Medyo nakatabla, no? Naka 1-1 ang Switzerland sa Brazil, no? Hindi rin ito inaasahan. So bakit nakapagbigay ng sorpresa yung Switzerland?
People tend to forget two things. Number one is Switzerland is ranked number 6 in the world. That's their FIFA ranking.
Okay.
So they were always going to be a strong opponent. And number two, in the lead up to the World Cup, Switzerland had a almost perfect record. I think they won 9 out of 10 matches, and they had a very good. Their coach used very good tactics against the Brazilians. The Brazilians scored first, but the second half I think was really almost totally dominated by the Swiss. They had very good attacks. They never gave up. And the other thing is, the Brazilians, even though they have individual brilliance, they were never really fluid sa attack nila.
Oh, okay. O nga, kaya 1-1 lang, no? Kasi
yes.
Brazil is known for their attacking play, no? Pero hindi sila naka-score ng marami. So it also shows na malakas ang defensa ng Switzerland.
Malakas ang defensa at saka maganda yung tactics. They know, the coach knew how to neutralize Brazil. And the Swiss are a confident country. Even before, they've shown that. Medyo, if you look back at their performances, medyo malas lang that they never get further than they do. But I think they're making a lot of people take notice with this performance. The other one is yung Brazil. Medyo frustrating ang evening ni Neymar. So everyone was expecting a lot from him. But his performance, I would say, was very lackluster.
Oo nga eh. Medyo marami nagsasabi nun. At isang pang laro, yung ikatlong laro, hindi naman to kagulat-gulat, no? Nanalo ang Serbia sa Costa Rica. No? They're in the same grouping at Brazil at Switzerland, I think, di ba? Sa groupings.
That's right.
So, ang malamang maglalaban sa makapasok sa group of 16 is Serbia, Brazil at Switzerland.
I think those are the ones that are possible. Serbia also are a very solid team.
Mm.
So all the teams from the Balkan states,
yep.
Serbia and Croatia, they always have solid teams.
Mm.
Yeah. So at saka maganda yung mga The other thing, Ronald, about the matches were we had some very attractive goals. You know, we're seeing some really amazing free kicks that resulted in goals. The goal of Serbia was a beautiful free kick by Kolarov. He's known for those kind of shots. The goal of Brazil was by Coutinho,
okay.
One of his specialties that he did a lot when he was playing with Liverpool. So three very entertaining matches.
Okay, and we're looking forward to more. Okay.
Yes.
At paganda na paganda yung mga competition, Mike, and hoping to hear from you again soon.
No problems.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Yep. Thank you, Mike, sa yung mga analysis for today.
Wala ka naman. Thank you, Ronald.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.